I'll pretend those are mooches and not booze, Stephen.
We'll find out later. Now, thanks for being here.
It's great to be here.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm like Arya Stock. I took a list of all your comedy writers. It's my kill list. They're all in the back. I wrote them all down.
So you're comedically threatening to kill people who work for me?
I'm kidding.
Just curious.
I'm not allowed to joke anymore. I've learned that.
Listen, I just want to start by saying...
No,
you don't get to stop my show. I stop my show. Now, here's the thing. I want you to know, just for the record, this is on the record. This is being recorded right now.
Thank you.
That's a microphone you're wearing right now. So, okay. I said no gotcha questions. I promise you no gotcha questions, but I'm going to lead with one.
Go ahead.
Nazis.
Won't be the first one.
Good or bad?
Super bad. We know.
Super bad.
Super bad.
Why do you think the President of the United States, who you called, quote, the most media savvy person of our times, would shank a softball like that so hard?
Yep. Okay.
When he should have just come out there and condemned the people who were there to start violence.
Well, I think there's a couple issues there. He said the all sides thing. I said yesterday.
Many sides.
He should have been way harsher on that. I said that.
Harsher on that? How?
Well, he should have condemned white supremacism and neo-Nazis.
Why do you think he didn't do that? Who stopped him from doing that?
Well, I think at the end of the day, it's the president himself. And so I'm not going to blame or point fingers at anybody, but I think he knows
that. Why not
the president?
The president. Why not blame or point fingers at the president? He's responsible.
No, but you were asking about someone else. You were asking about someone else in the administration.
Okay.
But I think, listen,